Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Katie and Kay. I'm here today with Rachel Carcaterra. She's a volunteer for Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and we're talking about the 10,000 Villages International Fair Trade Craft Fair that's going to be in Glenwood at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church starting Thursday, November 7th, and continuing through Sunday, November 10th. First of all, thanks for taking the time today to come into Katie and Kay.
Thanks for having me.
So could you just start by explaining what is fair trade and then move on to tell us what is a fair trade craft fair?
Sure. Fair trade seeks justice and economic growth for marginalized people. And basically it means that the artists in developing countries get what they deserve for the work that they produce. So fair trade means that there's not a middleman exploiting the artists or making more of a profit than the artists are. So it basically means the artists get a vital wage, which means that they have enough money to be able to provide for their families, housing, food, medicine, education, and then even have money to save. So it's means that they deserve to make a good living off what we buy.
So there are artists in developing countries, as you mentioned, creating various different items, and those items are going to be sold at this fair trade craft fair, and most of that money is going to go towards those artists directly, correct?
That's correct. So 10,000 Villages, they started the fair trade movement way back in the 50s, but they do not make a profit. It's an outreach that was actually originally started by the Mennonite Church in America, but it's an outreach to help break the cycle of poverty in developing countries where people can help themselves. And so it's not really charity. People are, they're getting what they deserve for the work that they do. So everything at our sale that we're doing at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church for 10,000 Villages really saves the artists money because all the volunteers are working for free. The church is donating the space. We have an expert coming over from the Fort Collins 10,000 Village store who's coming over for free. So basically, it'll just be the shipping that the art that's taken out of what the artists get to earn.
Cool. So the artists get all the money except for whatever it costs to ship the items here, but the rest of it will go towards the artists in those developing countries.
That's right. And 10,000 Villages also, they have a lot of ways that they make sure they're being fair with the artists. They have long-term commitments. So the average time they work with the artisan group is 25 years. So those artists and those communities know they can depend on that money. And they actually get the money ahead of time. So first, they're given money once they've come to an agreement. They get the money so that they're able to purchase the supplies they need. They get that up front. And then when 10,000 Villages takes their products, they actually get all the money up front so they know that they can count on that. So when people are buying products, it's actually to pay artists for the next year.
Okay. So what types of products are available? You mentioned that this is your third year helping with this. Is that correct?
Well, I've volunteered a lot of different years, but this is my third year that I'm volunteering for the church to be the coordinator of the sale.
Okay, so this is your third year coordinating it. What types of products have you seen in the past, and do you expect to see at this year's trade fair?
There's products from all kinds of developing countries. I usually see a lot of things from Haiti, Guatemala, different African countries, Colombia, Vietnam. There's actually 30 different developing countries and 20,000 artists that 10,000 Villages work with. So the store in Fort Collins, that I think is the only store in Colorado right now, the 10,000 Villages store, it's an international outreach, but I think there's only one store left in Colorado. And so they decide what they send over, and it varies a little bit from year to year. But I usually see things made out of saris from India. Oh, by the way, everything that we see is either from natural resources that the artisans have near them, like palm tree branches or shells or rocks, or it's recycled. So it's also very good for the environment. They're doing that because that's what they have available to them. But it turns out that it also is is really environmentally sound. So I see woven baskets, things made from saris, sculptures from Africa made out of stone. There's things from Haiti made out of oil drums, like art that you would put on the wall. What else? There's so many amazing things.
Have you ever got, like, do you normally get something for yourself?
I always get quite a bit for myself. I like to decorate my classroom. I teach English second language, so I like my classroom to look a little bit like the world. So mm-hmm. I have Haitian art up and art from Latin America and a big peace flag. And I have a peace flag made out of saris from India. Okay. And then there's a lot of Christmas decorations too. So my tree is almost completely made from one of a kind art from these artisans all over the world, which is pretty amazing. The art is really worth getting, even if you didn't know you were supporting a great cause.
So what is the general price range for most of the items at the fair?
I'd say most items that I see are between about $5 and $50. There's probably quite a few things in the $20, $30, $40 range. You can buy Christmas ornaments for maybe only a couple dollars. Some things might be close to $100 if it's really elaborate. But when you look at the art, it's all really high quality, and you can tell that it took hours and hours for these artists to make. And it seems to me, the prices seem low to me for them getting what's fair, but 10,000 Villages has worked out with the artisans to find prices that people will pay, you know, and then the money all goes back to them to make sure they get a vital wage. So they've worked it out. It seems like we get a really good deal and then they get a fair wage too.
So for anyone who wants to get more information on the fair, where should they go or what should they do to get information?
You can call Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and there's someone there during the day that can give you more information.
Great. So again, I'm here with Rachel Carcaterra talking about the 10,000 Villages International Fair Trade Craft Fair. When is that happening again?
It's happening November 7th through 10th, and here I'll give you the exact dates and times. On Thursday, November 7th, it'll be open from 12 to 7. Friday, November 8th, from 10 to 7. Saturday, November 9th, from 10 to 5. And Sunday, November 10th, from 12 to 4. And that's at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. That's 1630 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs. And it's the church next to Sayre Park that has the stained glass.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for coming in and telling us about the trade fair.
Thank you. I hope lots of people come visit and you won't regret it.